99.5 Kicks Country with Shotgun Charlie Walker in the air chair. And yes, we have been talking about her all morning, and we have the pleasure of having our next guest. She captured the ears of everyone in dance clubs, shopping malls, everything else. Ladies and gentlemen, Tiffany, how are you doing today, dear?
I am great. Thank you.
You hit mainstream media with iconic hit, Think You're Alone Now. Who was your influences coming up?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm pretty eclectic. I started off singing and listening to country music when I was nine. That's really what was played around my house. So Emmylou Harris and Dolly Parton and Tammy Wynette. And then as I, you know, got a little older, 10, 11, I had an older cousin who I would sneak in her bedroom and play her records. And back then, they were just records.
Yes, they were.
And I was listening to Heart and Stevie Nicks, and that kind of was it for me. I found Stevie Nicks, and she's been my favorite ever since.
Now, let's talk about this album, Million Miles. You've done a lot of work on this.
I have. It's my first time producing, so I'm excited about that. You know, I'm still growing as a musician, and 30 years I've been doing, in the industry, and there's just so much that I want to accomplish. I've become a songwriter over the years, and I live in Nashville, and I'm proud to call Nashville my home, and I'm actually known as a songwriter here in Nashville. But, you know, I mean, I think for probably the first part of my career, everybody was like, oh, does she really sing, you know, or is she manufactured? And it makes sense for me. I mean, obviously all the people that I love and admire are producers and songwriters and, you know, true musicians. And so just being around that and being influenced by that, it's been great to kind of grow as a musician. And on A Million Miles, the new album, you know, this really shows me as a producer. I've been behind the scenes for a while kind of doing stuff, but too chicken to really take a title. And on this one, I was like, I'm going to stick my neck out and take a title. And it's been great. It's been awesome. We kick off a tour August 24th, and you can go to TiffanyTunes.com and check out. We're going to be doing tons of venues all around the United States. And it's, you know, it's kind of a storyteller kind of show where I do things mostly acoustic, from old school to everything that I'm doing now. So it's going to be a great tour.
Now, you are a chameleon. You was talking about you started in pop, went to country, now AC. What is your favorite style of music?
Probably AC. I mean, truly, you know, if I have to look back at all the things that I've been influenced by again, because country has made such, you know, a transition. I mean, it's kind of pop music now. And, you know, I've been a rocker at heart. I've always loved rock music, even when I was singing pop stuff. And, you know, in the mall tour and stuff, I was going home and listening to, like, you know, Iron Maiden and Van Halen. You know, and so, I mean, there was always an edge to me. And again, I think that's, you know, my love for strong women, kind of fronting a band. I mean, again, Ann Wilson, Nancy Wilson, Stevie Nicks, that's kind of where I've always wanted to be. But, you know, I think, again, for me as an artist, I've always kind of nurtured the side of singer-songwriter and maybe blended it all, and I kind of found a happy medium there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, over the years, I've really looked at people like James Blunt and David Gray and John Mayer, you know, people who are just writing really great songs and are awesome performers, you know, but can strip it down really and do like an acoustic thing, a three-piece thing, and still rock it. And it doesn't lose, you know, the high intensity of a big band. So that's kind of what this tour is about. You know, I'm very picky about it not just sounding like me and a guitar. You know, we've got a four-piece band and we're going out, but it's going to give all the high end and all the kick of a full band.
Now, you also like helping out young musicians, do you not?
I do. I mentor a few. You know, I mean, I have a lot to say, and, you know, some people are ready and some people aren't, and I really do believe in just having that experience, you know, from the good, the bad, the ugly, you know. A lot of artists come to me and say, well, how do I get started? Well, just get started. Mm-hmm. You know, you can sing at backyard barbecues. You could sing. I mean, I sang in front of grocery stores. I, you know, was famous for doing the mall. So every experience that you have is you're learning something. You know, that song doesn't work, or, you know, the crowd seems to be more interested in, you know, the food rather than me sitting here, okay, how can I make this better for myself? So you're always learning how to have your stage presence, you know, what to talk about, what not to talk about. And again, if you're a songwriter doing your own original material, mm-hmm. what works as a crowd and what doesn't. I mean, when I recorded, I think We're Low Now and the first album, we did those songs live before we even laid them down, you know, in mm-hmm. the recording studio. And I went out and sang them. And just again, before the mall tour, just places, small little clubs that I was too young to even be at. But mm-hmm. the music itself was working. And we knew that we had something special.
Definitely. And I know you have a love for animals. What's your favorite furry friend?
Well, I have 8 dogs, so I have to say dogs.
Nice!
I have a lot of acreage here in Nashville. I live in the country, and I became crazy dog lady. I don't know. You know, so many people, there's so many dogs to rescue, and people knew that I have a big heart for that. So they'd be like, I found another one for you. I'm at my quota. I can't take any more because they're all spoiled, and I've made separate deals and different snackies and all kinds of stuff going on in my house. So it really is the farm of Tiffany over here. I do have a cat and a couple lizards and a turtle. So, you know, between that and my niece and nephew, who are just going to be 2, I've got a full program going on over here. When I get around all my other friends, they're like, girl, that is not normal.
Well, I know you got a busy morning with other stations you're talking to. Tour's kicking off August 24th right there at Nashville. I am going to try my best to make it up there to see you. I can't wait to see you back on stage again.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, you have a blessed day and have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too. Take care.
You too. Oh, that's Tiffany. Back with more in just a few right here at your home, 99.5 Kicks Country.